Tonight our learning is sponsored by Shirley Bach in memory of her father, Svi Yehuda ben Avram, Zichrono Levracha, and David Federbush in memory of his grandmother, Tova Miriam Bas Yehoshua, Zichrono Levracha. I want to start a new Shiloh of the week this week, and the Shiloh for this week is kosher cruises. Now, kosher cruises actually present a whole host of different Shilohs in many different areas of halacha, but the particular question that I was asked recently, and of course this is a rather modern Shiloh, and it's reflective of, I guess, the state of wealth and luxury that we live in nowadays, that these are the Shilohs that we're asking, but I was asked a Shiloh about boarding a cruise ship before Shabbos. Let's say it's Thursday. I think that was the day of departure. Are you allowed to get onto a cruise ship on Thursday if you know that the ship is going to be sailing, let's say, for a week, and you are potentially going to be on the boat over the course of Shabbos? Now, why would there potentially be an issue? The issue emerges from a braisa that's quoted in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Yutes Amud Aleph that declares, Tanu Rabbanan, in mafligin bespina pachos mishlosha yamim kodem l'Shabbos. You don't depart, Mafligin Rashi says is a lashon of departure from the land. You don't depart on a ship if it's less than 3 days before Shabbos. In other words, within 3 days of Shabbos, you should not depart. The Braisa does say that if you need to travel on a boat in order to perform a mitzvah, and you're seeing to it, you're on a mission to actually perform a mitzvah, then it is permissible to board a ship before Shabbos. But otherwise, if it's just for Dvar HaShos, if it's for a vacation, it's for leisure, then you should not be boarding a ship before Shabbos. So what is the halacha in this circumstance? Over the course of this week, we'll try to assess this issue, and we'll try to determine whether or not it would be mutter to board a cruise ship, let's say on a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Friday, in the latter half of the week as the week approaches Shabbos. Now, why is there a prohibition here in the first place? So we have three opinions in the Rishonim as to what exactly the issue might be. The primary issue that most of the Rishonim adopt, it's adopted by the Rif on Dav Zayin, Amud Aleph, through Dav Zayin Amud Beis in the Dapei Arif of Masechta Shabbos. The Rush adopts this view as well in Shabbos Perek Aleph Simen Lamed Ches, is that it is a concern of Oneg Shabbos. Part of the imperative of Shabbos, one of the Chivim of Shabbos, is to enjoy Shabbos. And if you're just getting on a boat on Friday afternoon, you're going to be seasick, the waves are going to be, the sea is going to be rough, you're going to be tossing and turning, you're not going to be able to enjoy your Shabbos if you're spending the entire Shabbos sick to your stomach because you just boarded a ship. So in order to ensure that you're going to be able to do the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, you need to board 3 days in advance, and the assumption is that if you board 3 days in advance, then you'll have time to acclimate, you'll get used to the tossing and turning of the ship, and then by the time Shabbos comes around, you will have proper Oneg Shabbos. Why are you exempt if you are going to do a mitzvah? The Rif says, because we have a general principle, the Gemara Sukkot Daf Chaf Hei famously tells us, kol ha'osek b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah. If I'm going to do one mitzvah, then I'm exempt from other mitzvahs, including the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. So even though I'm actually going to be compromising my Oneg Shabbos, because it's in order to do another mitzvah, I'm exempt from the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. That is the first view in the Rishonim. The second view is the Baal Ma'or, who commenting on that page in the Rif, on Daf Zayin and B'tapei HaRif, says, I actually have an alternate reason why you should not be able to board 3 days beforehand. He says there is peril, there is danger when you board a ship, and you're going to create a scenario where there's going to be pikuach nefesh, and you're going to be violating Shabbos. Now, you'll ask, if it's pikuach nefesh, why are you violating Shabbos? I get on the boat, and again, it's a rough sea, and I have to do all sorts of stuff. It's not even entirely clear what I would have to do in order to preserve the ship. Let's say just I'd have to tie some ropes, I'd have to tie knots, which is, of course, the malacha of kosher, or whatever I would need to do in order to ensure that the ship continues safely on the surface of the water. So I'm going to be doing that over the course of Shabbos, but if it's pikuach nefesh, I'm allowed to do it. So the Baal Ma'or says, even though it is allowed to place yourself actively in a situation of pikuach nefesh, is not allowed. You can't do that before Shabbos. Now you'll ask me if that's the case, then how could you ever get on a boat if it's going to be traveling on Shabbos? You should be obligated to come to shore. So the Baal Ma'or says, now, within 3 days, that's considered sufficiently proximal. It's sufficiently close to Shabbos that that's considered almost an affront to Shabbos. If you're going to get on the boat 3 days knowing that you're going to have to violate Shabbos, that's really an affront to Shabbos Kodesh, even though you have Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore you shouldn't do it. If you get on the boat on Sunday when Shabbos is so far off, then you're not really sticking it to Shabbos. It's not a direct affront to Shabbos. You're getting on your ship. It's early in the week. You happen to be on the ship later on Shabbos. A Pikuach Nefesh situation happens to arrive. It's not considered, again, an affront to Shabbos the same way as getting on the boat immediately before Shabbos, and therefore the 3 days would be prohibited. And what about Tzorech Mitzvah? So the Baal Ma'or would say, he doesn't explicate this, but he would presumably say that if you're getting on the ship for a Tzorech Mitzvah, that too is not an affront to Shabbos. You're not, again, disgracing Shabbos by getting on the boat. You have to get on the boat. There's a mitzvah to perform, and therefore it's not an affront to Shabbos, and therefore that would be okay. Those are the first two opinions in the Rishonim. There's a third view of the Rishonim. It's a concern of Tchumen. The concern of Truman is that, of course, you can't travel outside of certain distances over the course of Shabbos. You're supposed to stay put, so you have 2,000 amos, let's say, to travel, or certainly Yod Beis Mil. You're not supposed to travel certain distances over the course of Shabbos, and perhaps it would be a problem. Now, in most ships, that will not be an issue. Certainly seagoing ships, that will not be a problem, because if you're 10 tefachim off of the ground, then there is no problem of Truman. That's why, theoretically speaking, if you're in an airplane over the course of Shabbos, well, the airplane might be a little different, but certainly if you're in a ship that's a seagoing ship, there would be no issue of Truman over the course of Shabbos because you're sufficiently off of the seabed. It would only be an issue if it's a really small boat traveling, let's say, a kind of riverboat, if you're on a rowboat, and it's within 10 tefachim of the riverbed, that would potentially pose a Truman problem on Shabbos as well. Now, this view is rejected by the Rishonim, by both the Rif and the Rush, because the Gemara never specifies that it's only ships that are within 10 tefachim. They say that the Gemara should have specified what kinds of ships we're dealing with if it is a tchumen problem. And two, it's not entirely clear if there is a tchumen problem why it should be mutter letzorach mitzvah. All the reasonings or all the justifications that we had for why it would be okay letzorach mitzvah do not really apply to the issue of tchumen. So that is rejected by the Rishonim. But you do have, at least in theory, these three potential reasons why one should not get onto a boat immediately before Shabbos. It's going to ruin your oneg Shabbos. It's an affront to Shabbos because you're going to have to violate for pikuach nefesh or because of tchumen. And that forms the basis for this brisa that tells us not to board the ship. So this is a halacha. This is a halacha that's paskin in the Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim Siman Reish Mem Ches. And it would at least potentially pose a problem for getting onto the ship. The next question that we're going to have to address is, when does the prohibition actually begin? I say it's quite intuitive. It's 3 days, so we can all count 3 days. But interestingly, how exactly those 3 days are calculated or what's included in those 3 days is actually a three-way machlokas rishonim, and that ends up being an important question, halacha lemaisa, as to which days of the week are actually prohibited as far as this Isur is concerned. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night, we will discuss those 3 days in the rishonim and how we paskin on that particular question.